good point. Reenie Kilner, or should I say,
Reenie!
I did hear that conversation. Oh, I've got nothing to do with indigestion, the cause, or the cure.
We were thinking more hello, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Oh, Reenie.
Oh.
Right. Because you spell your name R-E-N-E, don't you?
Correct.
And you've got a little dash above the E.
Incorrect.
Oh.
There is no dash.
No, not no.
No dash.
Not
there is no dash on my name.
Hi. So, Reenie, welcome to Turn FM.
Thank you very much.
It's not your first time.
I beg your pardon.
All right, don't lower the tone. It's low enough as it is. You're supposed to be a respectable member of the community.
Oh, entirely.
From the Taunton Thespians. You're a thespian, darling. A thespian. In your real-life world, you work for Summerfield Homes, is that correct?
I certainly do.
Yeah, and are you selling lots of houses at the moment?
We are selling lots of houses at the moment.
Are you?
We really are selling lots of houses.
Can you give them a nudge to do some advertising with us, or what?
Paperwork, all these...
Always on the take, you are.
You notice I just... Yeah, just ignored
Brush
him.
Over the top
just
of it.
Just ignored
that
him.
That was well... So which building site are you on at the moment?
Well, we've got Killam's, which have been... Killam's Park in Taunton. Very, very active, very popular site. But we've exciting for me, we've got a new site coming on in Stokes-upon-Hamden, which will be very lovely. Just set at the bottom of Ham Hill. I walk out my little office and we'll look up to Ham Hill.
Beautiful.
Beautiful site.
Do you need a one-armed digger driver by any chance?
I thought we'd already employed him.
Right, okay, you are actually here to talk about the Taunton Thespians' latest production called Death Trap, something really fun and funky and lively.
And
Death
upbeat.
Trap. Upbeat. So, Death Trap, what is it and what's the whole thing behind it?
Bit of a departure. I think we're known for our kind of comedy and so on and so forth, but we thought we'll have a bit of a change. So, yes. Death Trap by Ira Levin. And an author I'd not been familiar with his work until Death Trap came along. And it is a real edge of seat thriller.
What's it about?
Well, if you can imagine the strain and stress of an extremely successful playwright. So he's been won awards, he's been plaudited as a successful guy. People are always looking for the next play. And he dries. You probably know what that feels like, Darren.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, you listen to the show.
And, of course, he's expected to produce another award-winning, financially successful play because, unbeknownst to everyone, he's a bit down on his uppers.
Right.
And he's all the time, because of his stature in the business, he's getting scripts sent to him by aspiring playwrights and, of course, lands on his desk an absolutely... fantastic script from an unknown writer called Death Trap, funnily enough. And he's thinking to himself, you know, this could be the answer to my problem. So the whole story is built round, is he going to be able to take ownership of that play? And what is he going to have to go through to do so? So we're talking windswept, kind of remote farmhouse meeting between the two to discuss the play. So I can't possibly say too much more.
It's someone who's just half-inched someone else's play.
Just basically, yeah. The way you were setting that up was brilliant. You'd be great at reading stories on Jack and Ori, don't you think? Do you remember Jack and Ori?
Oh, yeah. Bunch, guys.
Or are you sitting quietly, children?
It really is a departure. And I've got to say to you, end of last year, I'd kind of said, you know, I fancy having a change from the usual, just doing the marketing and so on and so on. I thought I'd have a go at doing props. So Death Trap was next one up. So I then was informed exactly what the props would be involved.
Guns and knives and
weapons,
bottles of blood, weapons.
Weapons that you wouldn't believe, blood everywhere. And
really?
I just thought, no, hang on a minute. I know my limits. So we've actually had to get a weapons specialist in.
Really?
To help us.
What, military or?
We have got...
When you say weapon, are they not just
No, we're not talking Semtex and you know, Kalashnikovs.
Someone's coming with an AK-47 fully loaded.
Brilliant.
But we've got a whole array of weapons that we have to use as props.
Are they like plastic and wood, or are they actual real things?
Oh, no. And is it too early in the morning to mention handcuffs?
No.
Is it a bit early in the morning to mention...
Handcuffs.
Always good in the morning, if you ask me.
If you look at but my handcuffs, Kev's got a large selection of them.
We've got a very well-known in the arts world, Jane Leakey, who is directing for us. And Jane is so precise with what she's wanting. We've actually had to have a pair of handcuffs forged because we cannot find exactly the handcuffs. Don't ask me why it has to be forged.
She's not pedantic then in any way, is she?
Not at all.
Can I have them once you've finished? Add to my collection?
I don't know.
I don't think they've got fluffy bits around the edges, Kev.
I don't want them.
Yeah, I just knew he was picturing the furry bits. So we've got the handcuffs. We've got an array of weapons, which of course is created in itself because these are displayed within the set. This has created an issue for the set team, because some of these weapons are pretty heavy. They've got to be mounted on the wall and so on and so forth. So there's been some issues. I was so glad I stepped back. You go in to make a cup of tea, you open the fridge and the fridge is full of blood. Sorry. Sorry for those just putting the milk on the cereal. But you walk in and there's... I'm told it's fake blood.
Yeah. Well, you hope it's fake blood.
There's some poor bloke walking around the stage at the moment, like pale because he's been a claret taken out of his arm. He's like, what's happening?
Well, it's Andy, the one I'm thinking driver.
<There he goes. laughs>
Well, it has to be said, I wasn't a bit worried when I found the first aid kit was missing in the kitchen the other day. He's like, oh my God, what have you had to use that for? So no, it really is a departure for us. And although there's a little bit of dark humour, as there is in all things. It really is
dark or saucy?
Dark.
Okay.
Very dark.
Is it just a bog standard play, or is it a musical in there as well?
A bog standard.
I didn't mean bog standard.
A bog standard.
Boom! I'm gonna go.
Who is he? And where did you find him?
I just walked in off the street, honestly.
Clearly.
I was looking for some blood in the fridge.
Yeah.
Is it a musical? Is it just
no?
Is it just acting? Do you know what I mean?
Shall I hand you the shovel?
How would you? He's got a point, actually, because...
Can I say, not a musical. It is not a musical.
Right.
Thespians are not... You know, there are disciplines. Although we've had song and we've had some... Oh, what a lovely war. We had music involved in that. We had to get a voice coach and so on and so forth in. We are a drama group, so it isn't musicals.
It's real drama.
It is proper real drama. Proper job. We'll sell them the whole ticket, but they'll only need the edge of it.
Oh,
boom, boom.
Are we going? Can we go and watch this?
Well, yeah. I sincerely hope.
Are you going to sort us out some tickets?
Yeah, we could sort you out some tickets. You can
say
some nice things to us. Yeah, but I just come down.
Better still, why don't we get a random cameo role?
We can get Flip in
Death Trap. And me and Kev can walk on with a couple of daggers and guns and stuff.
I'm not even going to suggest that idea to Jane. It's too late in the day to change directors.
We can just casually walk in as like extras.
You guys
just
casual?
Just stand there for a bit and then just walk off again.
Can't we just walk on with a load of fake blood around our neck and just sort of walk off again or something like that?
One word begins with N, ends with O.
Oh, well, it was worth a try.
You know, I'm not happy about this.
Our acting debut, mate, has been quashed.
Yeah, I know. First, our Eurovision song entry is gone.
Unbelievable.
Kev, would you really want to be involved in a bog standard play?
Oh! We need this woman on air, North.
Can you pass me the Sudocrem? Just be burnt.
Dear me. Listen, honey, we need to move because we're running out of time here.
Cool.
Lovely to see you speak to you. Right, give us all the essential details, ticket prices, dates, where, when, all that sort of stuff.
Brewhouse Theatre.
But of course, where else
would
we be, darling?
Good old Brewhouse Theatre. We're running from Tuesday, March the 10th through to Saturday the 14th. Matinee on Saturday afternoon. Ticket price is £15 full, £10 on Tuesday, and I think possibly matinee. And £5 concession.
And we will rerun this interview, by the way.
Okay.
Just a bit nearer the time.
Yeah.
Cool. And one final question before you go. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the person that's new in the cast that you forgot the name of?
Oh, you so-and-so. Well, I've got to give it up for Leandrew, but I'm also going to have to give it up for Matt Ward, Lindsay Cran, and Alan Coles.
Alan Coles, come on down. Your time is up.
Blood's in the fridge.
Rini, lovely to see you. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us about Death Trap, which is coming very soon. And my guest is Rini
Hoine
Kilner from Taunt. That face didn't look good either, does it? I think Death Trap has now just happened in the studio.
It looks good, Kill.
Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. It's Turn FM, 8:20 is the time.